Hey, everybody, and welcome to Coaching for Impact. I'm Cinnamon Brown, the Impact and Operations Manager here at New Chapter Coaching. And we are so excited that you're tuning in today to meet one of our new coaches in our Impact Coaches Collaborative. And what our Impact Coaches Collaborative is a powerhouse of proven and credentialed nonprofit coaches that are here to help you elevate your leadership and really amplify your impact. And so today we are going to meet one of our new coaches, Dr. Casey Lacey. And I am so thrilled to have a chance to talk with Casey today, because not only have I worked with Casey for many, many years in the higher ed sector, but she has been a dear friend. And I know that she is going to be the perfect addition to our new Coaches Collaborative. So first of all, Casey, thank you so much for taking time to hang out with me today.
It is so good to be here and have this conversation with you. And I get to work with you again, so for bonus.
I know. This gives us a great chance to work together. And we like to call it getting the band back together. Yeah. So you guys are in for a treat. So I could probably read off Casey's impressive resume and all of her amazing achievements and credentials, but I actually think our audience would rather hear from you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and also a little bit about what you love about coaching and kind of what you're bringing to the table with your coaching style?
Absolutely. So as Cinnamon said, Dr. Casey Lacey, my background is I'm a psychologist and a former C-suite and VP level executive working in higher education, spending a lot of time there, but also dedicating a lot of my time to nonprofit leadership. I love coaching nonprofit leaders, especially women, who navigate all of these complex roles. They have to balance the mission-driven work with all the organizational demands. And a lot of times I see where they're facing burnout, self-doubt, or different leadership challenges. So my coaching is really using that psychology background to help them get clarity, really unpack that confidence, and look at sustainability, because I don't want individuals to burn out. I want them to stay aligned with their purpose, and I believe that they can lead without sacrificing themselves in the process.
Absolutely. I think burnout is a real concern these days. Especially with more and more challenges facing our nonprofit organizations. So kind of along those lines, I'm curious, what is maybe a core belief or central philosophy that really guides your coaching?
Yeah. So for me, it definitely relates to the confidence coaching that I do, but I believe that you can be a confident leader, but also still be human. And as I stated, a lot of times the leaders are giving everything there to their mission, to their staff, to their communities. But leadership should be sustainable. It doesn't have to be self-sacrificing. So we can set boundaries. We can delegate. We can learn how to say no. We can lead with compassion and conviction. But it's also about thriving personally and professionally. So for me, it's about that human factor when it comes to leadership.
Right. No, I think that's so important to think about ourselves holistically, you know, as not just the leader, but also, you know, what, you know, as a person and kind of how we're giving to both our work life and our personal life. So I think this helps us kind of jump into like a really important topic. And as you know, we all know it's just a very challenging landscape out there right now, particularly for our nonprofits. So what is a leadership challenge that you see often in your work for our nonprofit leaders?
Yeah. So the challenge I see, and I equate it to my toddler a little bit. It's the do it myself. It's the do it all mentality. I have to do it all and I have to do it all myself. So a lot of times, especially the nonprofit leaders, they're balancing multiple roles. So they're the visionary, the fundraiser, the HR manager, you know, they're taking out the trash. They're constantly doing all the things, but there really is that's to me a recipe for burnout. And also we know that they're understaffed, underfunded, but they're driven by this deep passion. They're in this because they really care about the mission, but sometimes they take on too much. They say yes to everything. Mm-hmm. They have no time to think strategically or care for themselves. And so to me, that's the biggest challenge I see over and over again is do it all myself.
Yep. So follow up on that then, how do you help someone navigate that situation? Because I think what you're talking about is so common. And when you're doing that, you might not always know it or how to kind of get yourself out of it and still feel like you're living the mission and doing the work. So how are you helping people through that?
Yeah. I think the first thing is you have to take a step back. You know, that's where talking through and really getting clarity and defining what truly matters. Understanding what the values, your personal values are as a leader, but what are the values of the organization? Then it's figuring out, well, how do we set the priorities? How do we say no with confidence? A lot of times nonprofits have, you know, their missions or their strategic plans. We can get back to that, but we also have to really dig deep and clarify what their actual role is. So sometimes what is your actual job versus what have you taken on out of fear, guilt, or, you know, I don't want to let other people down. And so I love to do time audits with people. You know, how are you spending your time? What are the things that are draining? And then how can we also set these boundaries and reset? So again, I love to talk about like mastering the eights when we're in this ATES, you know, delegate, renegotiate, eliminate, but also appreciate. And so how can we recharge? Because it is about the sustainability factor. You know, when we're looking at their calendars, you know, do you have any white space to do a little bit of that like strategic planning or blank space? But it is that clarity and then working together to really, you know, solidify what their goals are. So they're being more intentional rather than reactive.
Just, I love that idea of a time audit. That sounds very valuable. I guess another question I have, and maybe I assume some of our audiences too, is what does a coaching session look like with you? I mean, you've talked about a time audit, what could someone expect if they were to do some coaching with you? What would they find in that session and you know, maybe come out with, I guess?
Yeah. So again, yes, I am a licensed psychologist, but I am not providing therapy, but so much of my therapy and the psychology background informs how I work with clients. So for me, my sessions with them, it's I get to know them. They're the experts. So I know like this much about them right now, but it's really having those intentional conversations, getting to know what their struggles are, what their leadership challenges are, what are their relationships, you know, whether that's navigating relationships with their staff, or their board members, what are their goals? And really coming up with a personalized plan to address their specific goals, because it's not about what my goals are for them. It's really what their goals are. So again, that's how I worked in terms of therapy, but that person-centered, they're the expert. Again, no judgment. It's a judge-free zone. Let's lay it all out. Let's talk about those challenges so that we can actually make progress on that and give them strategies. If that's something that they want, a lot of times they know the answers. They just need that coaching aspect, you know, or a plan of action to really implement what they already know they need to do. And it's getting that support. And I don't want to say necessarily permission, but sometimes it is. It's like, that's okay. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to be frustrated. It's okay, you know, to be burned out in these situations. It's okay to say no. So what do we do about it? We know that we're at this place where we need to make some adjustments. Maybe we need to also look at staffing. How can we advocate, you know, with our board or have those conversations? And I love to talk about how we're communicating. Are we communicating with confidence? And so it's, like I said, a very personalized plan depending upon their goals.
Awesome. That sounds amazing to have, you know, time to just, you know, focus on yourself and, you know, again, the goals you have for yourself and maybe having someone like you kind of guide us and push us along a little bit. So I think that sounds amazing. Well, this is really amazing. Casey, we are just so thrilled that you're joining the Impact Coaches Collaborative. Again, folks, I know this person. She's amazing. I think that there is just a lot of support and guidance she can provide to our nonprofit organizations and leaders out there. But the great news is Casey is one of several of our amazing coaches in the collaborative. So we are going to have other coaches that you're going to get to learn more about. And if certainly at any time you're interested in looking at our coaches' services, please check it out at our New Chapter Coaching website. We have a page dedicated to all the amazing coaches such as Casey. But of course, you can always reach out and talk with us or also talk with Casey. So Casey, my friend, it is always so wonderful to see your face and to see and hear about the wonderful things that you are doing out there. And we're just glad that you've joined our team and just another great resource for all the amazing organizations that we work with in New Chapter Coaching. So thank you so much for making time.
Absolutely. Truly my honor to be a part of something so important because I know our nonprofit leaders, the work they're doing is so important to our communities. So here to support them in any way I can.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, New Chapter Coaching Nation out there, thank you for tuning in. Keep tuning in, and we will see you next time.